those crowds of Trump supporters we saw during the campaign, and especially this week, sport those red Make America Great hats. You've seen them. They're mostly white faces in the crowds, but they actually represent a vast collection of people with different ideas about what Trumpism is and what Trump is going to accomplish over the next 4 years and possibly beyond. Paul Ramsey comes from the alt-right movement. He espouses principles of white identity, something we explored in a conversation about his new connection with Donald Trump. Ramsey is a YouTube vlogger who blogs under the name Ramsey Paul. He says it's time to take steps to restore America to what he calls its natural state, white and Christian. And he thinks a billionaire from Queens is going to do that.
Hey, guys, we did it. We won. This has been, I think, the greatest moment since the fall of communism in 1989. We have seen the fall of the globalists. It's happened.
That's Ramsey celebrating very happily yesterday. He says he's looking far down the road as he thinks about Trumpism, far down the road to a new America.
Well, I'm for diversity, and the best way to preserve diversity is through separate nations. Now, if you're going to go down the road of 100% racial purity, that's ridiculous. No country has that. But a country needs to have at least a high percentage, like 80, or historically in the United States, 90%, a white Christian heritage. And that's what our country was, and that's what's changing.
If you want to get the 90% Christian white heritage, you're talking about some significant changes in the demographics of America, which is rapidly becoming a white minority nation. What are you going to do about that? Trump going to do about that?
Right. And everyone says that's, you know, a good thing. And I disagree with that.
Right, what do you want Trump to do about that?
Well, the first thing is you got to start with the basics, right? Is to enforce a border and enforce our current immigration laws.
That's how long will you give Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, to deport those 14 million and get on to the next step of getting us to that 90% Christian heritage?
Well, the first thing you can do is through the companies and have severe penalties if you hire illegals. That can be done right away. So that will help to self-deport a lot of people right off the bat. Then you enforce our current border, and that helps that too. Now,
What about Muslims?
Well, the same thing. I think we need to have a ban on general migration until we get this thing sorted out. I'm not against Muslims. If you're a Muslim and you have your religion in the country, that's fine. But we're under no obligation. It was never considered that in the United States that we must take endless populations that aren't compatible with us. It's just crazy. And I don't know why we would want to do that. No one else does.
Okay.
Other countries don't do that.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't want to turn into Germany where, you know, they're being flooded with Muslims. I'm in Hungary now here. They don't allow the flood of the refugees in. And guess what? You were talking about how Budapest is a nice city. Why is it a nice city? Because they don't allow the flood of Muslims in here. So the women can walk the streets without the threat of getting raped. That's the good thing.
So women can walk the streets without the threat of getting raped?
Yeah. Have you ever heard of Cologne, Germany, you know, the rape attacks there? Have you heard of that? And I'll take you here to Budapest. You can walk the streets day or night, and there's no issues here. Why? Because this isn't a diverse land here in Budapest. This is primarily 90% Hungarian. And they're
all right.
They're connected.
Okay. And, you know, you're describing a situation that is going to be anything but the United States in a decade. In a decade, whites will be the minority. And so all of these scenarios that you're describing,
you guys were saying that Clinton was going to win 95% certainty, right? I was told in the early 1980s when I went to college that the Soviet, the communism, that's the wave of the future. You need to get used to it. You're in denial if it's not. The Soviets are really increasing, and that's just the way it's going to be. And it fell apart in the 80s. So these predictions of the future are notoriously wrong. Because what we're seeing now with this Trump presidency is an awakening of white identity. Because we have other identities, and it's really good. Everyone loves black identity. Viva la raza. I don't know what la raza means. Maybe you can get your Spanish-speaking listeners to explain that word. But it's okay for them to have that identity. Or Jews, they have their identity. In fact, they have their own damn homeland that we support. And that's considered a good thing that we keep Israel Jewish. And there's no thing, we need to diversify Israel. No, and there's no talk about that. So there's nothing wrong with our people having our identity. That's what we are.
What would you say to African-Americans, people of color, Muslims, who maybe fear some of the things that you're saying and fear some of the things they've heard Donald Trump say about vetting them, deporting them, calling them terrorists, asserting that they're not fully American.
Yeah, we don't care. I don't care what people fear or think or anything like that. They don't, in other countries, they don't have the same concern. Am I fearful that Israel won't take Christians? No, because that's their country. Am I fearful I can't go to Saudi Arabia and practice my Christianity? No. So that's just the way it is. So, I mean,
but what about your Muslim neighbor down the street in Oklahoma?
What about it? I just said we are not going to deport citizens or people have a freedom of religion to worship as they choose in the United States. I don't think that should change.
But what would you say to them if they're fearful of some of these ideas that have been espoused during the campaign of separating Muslims or surveillance of Muslims
or profiling of Muslims? I'm just tired of a little bit of the bull about, oh, these poor Muslims, are they going to be so scared? What did we say to them about the backlash? I mean, who the hell is blowing up who in this world? Is Muslims blowing us up? You remember France? You remember the slaughter that they did and the Muslims in the Orlando nightclub? So come on. I mean, yeah, maybe one
that was
Christians,
an American citizen. That was an American citizen.
Yeah, and also a Muslim, wasn't it?
And if violence results from some of these ideas in the United States?
Well, violence is already, what are you talking about? Multiculturalism has already resulted in violence. Look at after Obama. Are we post-racial? No, hell no. We have Black Lives Matter rioting, targeting white police officers. We have the situation of France, the Muslims murdering, massacring people, torturing them. What are you talking about? What if violence starts? It has started. It started because of multiculturalism.
So there is a race war going on in the United States today, and that you would join up.
There's a conflict that everyone has that they want self-determination. That's for all people. I want to call it a race war because it's more complicated than race. Nationalism, race is only a component.
But you hear the words Black Lives Matter, and that essentially means war to you.
No, targeting white police officers and murdering them is a type of violence and of war. Yes, of course. Right? What would happen if we did a White Lives Matter and started targeting blacks? Hell, that organization be shut down so fast with RICO and people be in jail for 20 years if you tried that. So maybe that will happen under Trump, too. I'd like to see him use RICO against Black Lives Matter and throw the leaders away for 20, 30 years for civil rights violations. It would happen if it was reversed. You know it.
Paul Ramsey, who blogs under the alt-right handle Ramsey Paul, R-A-M-Z-P-A-U-L, spoke with us from Hungary, but blogs from Oklahoma. Paul, thanks so much.
Hey, thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.